Discovery by Mia DeBacher. I consider myself a digital native, meaning that I've been around technology essentially my whole life. I've grown up with technology. It has been a pivotal part of my childhood. My dad used to work as a software engineer, so I'd use computers as a young child, playing games in his office or messing around with Word documents and other accessories on the computer. I wasn't completely inexperienced with computers and technology, but I didn't have much knowledge or experience either until I was about 11 or 12. I received my first computer when I was 9 years old, much older than kids now are getting their first computers, or first spending large amounts of time on a computer. For me, using computers was never about learning to be technologically savvy. It was always about discovery. Whether that was the discovery of the joy of writing, the discovery of the vastness of the internet, or the discovery of social networking, I was and still am always looking for something new and exciting through technology. I remember helping my parents move my first computer into my room. We had acquired it in some way from a school that didn't want it anymore, presumably because it was so old that no one within the school was able to find any use for it. I had cleared a space for the computer on my desk, that space being essentially my entire desk because the computer was so massive. It was a kind of all-in-one deal, with the monitor, the tower, and the keyboard all connected and encased in a giant beige plastic shell. The screen was a perfect square, probably 5 or 6 inches on each side. The characters were bright green on the completely black screen. There was a floppy disk drive, but that was all in terms of input. My dad carried it in, plugged it into the wall, and turned it on. It was a completely new feeling for me using that computer for the first time, knowing it was mine. I could do whatever I pleased with it, although that didn't turn out to be much considering the functions of the computer were quite limited. The computer was completely archaic, to say the least, or, more accurately, it is completely archaic in today's standards. Back then, it was just very, very old. At any rate, I was a proud owner of my computer. I loved that thing. I felt so special because I was the only person I knew my age that had a computer of my own. I had friends that had to share a family computer, but I was the only one with a computer all to myself. It didn't matter to me that it was so old and couldn't even go on the internet. I spent countless hours on my computer, typing up stories or whatever I could think of. Through that computer, I found that I had a passion for writing. For me, my first computer held some kind of self-discovery. I didn't have that computer very long, a year or less, but it was still such an important part of who I was and who I am. For some kids, handwriting things is a very laborious task, and I was no exception. It took me centuries to write down a few sentences, so writing stories presented somewhat of a challenge. With my computer, I could write double the amount I would handwrite in less than half the time. I was able to step away from my preoccupation with the concentration it took to handwrite stories and really focus on what I was writing. Using a computer allowed me to delve deeper into whatever was on my page, or my screen, as the case may be. I could concentrate on what I was writing and keep up with my train of thought. Writing on a computer allowed me to move past the technicalities of writing and more into the creative aspects. To write, I used a simple word processing program and wrote anything from poetry to journals. I don't remember too much of what I wrote, just that I did. I couldn't wait to go home after school every day so that I could use my computer to do my homework and to write. I'd sit at my computer and write for hours, taking any idea that existed in my head and putting it on the screen in front of me. After we got rid of my computer, we had a series of family computers. The first one had a big white monitor with a convex black screen, much like an older TV. There were a few different Dell desktop computers in the mix, then the laptop that caught on fire while it was sitting on my lap. Many of my first experiences on the internet were on those computers. We always had dial-up internet in my house because of where we live. We got high-speed internet for the first time just 4 years ago. Thus, I didn't spend a great amount of time on the internet. I remember sitting there in front of those computers waiting for my email, MySpace, or online games to load. Most of the time I spent on a computer in those years was actually spent sitting in front of a blank or partially loaded screen. With all of those computers, there is no one experience that I can directly attribute to any one of them. They, as a collective group, held my first experiences on the internet. They were the computers that I essentially learned to use the internet on. I came into the age of the internet kind of late compared to other kids my age. Or maybe I just felt that it was kind of late, but I hadn't used the internet much until my 7th grade computer class. That was the first time I learned how to search on Google and look through web pages. I would look forward to going to that class every day, not only because the teacher was my favorite, but also because I loved learning how to do new things on the computer and internet. We made our own websites as our final project for the class. I spent so much time putting together my website. I was so proud that I had made it completely on my own. My computer teacher made learning mundane tasks on the computer, like typing, fun. He could make any task seem more interesting than it actually was. I remember that he would give us scavenger hunts where we had to find things on the internet, presumably to improve our searching and browsing skills. I liked looking through all of the pages on the internet, seeing just how much was out there and how connected everyone was. It seemed to me that there wasn't a corner of the world that didn't have some connection to me through the internet. Of course, I later came to find out that that was not true. It just felt like it was possible to reach anywhere that I could ever dream of through the computer. When I first went to boarding school, everyone I met would ask me if I had a Facebook. I had no idea what Facebook was. I had never even heard of it before. Most people at my old high school had MySpace, so I was still on that wavelength. Within the first few weeks, my roommate helped me make my own Facebook, and I almost immediately stopped using MySpace. I liked that it was so much easier to use and that everybody's page had the same aspects and the same layout, but you could still personalize your page to a certain extent. Being so connected to everyone around me was different than any other technology I'd used before. With cell phones, you talked to a handful of people on a regular basis, and with instant messaging, it was the same way. I was never on MySpace enough to feel that I really knew what other people were doing online and in their lives. With Facebook, I could talk to people I hadn't talked to in a long time. I could reconnect with people while staying connected to the people I had seen just a few hours prior. This type of connection with people is something that has changed the way we communicate. I have friends that I haven't seen in over 3 years, but that I'm still close with, thanks to Facebook and the internet. With the advent of social networking, people are able to stay much more connected and informed of their friends and acquaintances' lives. It has changed the way people correspond and relay information, how people interact when face-to-face, and the way kids today are growing up. Kids discover themselves less through traditional means now, things like going out and joining clubs or doing activities, and more through the internet. Computers and the internet present a completely new medium for self-discovery. I've used countless computers and had countless experiences on computers and the internet since that first one, but none hold such a special place in my memories. That computer introduced me to the world of technology and helped me discover my love for writing. Technology is an important part of society today, but especially to my generation. We have grown up using computers and the internet. It has led countless people to some sort of self-discovery, including myself. There is new technology every day and something new on the internet every second. Technology is ever-changing, and with that, we have to continue to learn. Being a digital native means that I have grown up with technology. It has been there my whole life, but that doesn't mean that I will ever know all there is to know. It simply isn't possible.